Star Trek has the warp drive. Peter Hamilton's books talk about the antimatter drive. And Alistair Reynolds' space adventures are possible due to an alien inertia suppression technology. Science fiction writers have often come up with fabulous-sounding ideas that later have been turned into hard science. And it seems that Alistair Reynolds' inertia suppression drive could become a reality based upon the theories of the zero-point field. Lynn McTaggart is author of the book The Field.
A lot of scientists these days have been looking at the whole idea of turning off gravity and inertia and not using fossil fuel. Now, this ties into the whole idea of the field because some scientists are believing that gravity and inertia are traceable to the sort of underlying fluctuations of the zero-point field, which is something I've written about in my book, The Field, which is we live in a sea of energy and that all empty space is a heaving sea of quantum fluctuations and that these may be connected with gravity and inertia, that it may be some sort of drag force of quantum particles, in a sense, hanging on to the field, and that if we can manipulate this in some way and turn off inertia and gravity, we have a chance of creating one of those kinds of, you know, whizzy spaceships.
Now, that sounds great in theory. Is it actually possible to do that, or is that just an idea?
Well, it's more than an idea that physicists are really looking into, and organizations like NASA and British Aerospace are pumping a lot of money into. First of all, they have found through some studies that there is a thing called the Casimir effect, which is when you have two very, very large metal plates very, very close to each other, they cut out some of these quantum waves that are happening in empty space, and the two plates start pulling themselves together. And so they find that there is this kind of attractive force by if you block some of these waves out. So they've been experimenting with the idea of doing this on a giant scale to start manipulating gravity. But also there have been a number of physicists, one in particular from Edwards Air Force Base in California, which has been initiating research to the development of 21st century space propulsion. They have believed that an understanding of gravity and inertia could well contribute to these. And what they've discovered and what they worked on was that it was possible to show that you could probably change inertial mass of a body by making changes in the zero-point field surrounding that body.
Do these kind of theories mean that ultimately we could in fact have something like Star Trek's warp drive?
We could, by thinking of space-time as a physical entity that we can manipulate like Play-Doh. And this is a really bizarre concept, but what we would be doing is basically distorting space-time so that it's expanded behind the spaceship and contracted ahead of it. And then it would create a kind of hypersurfer-like motion, making it faster than the speed of light, so that your spaceship is more or less surfing on the zero-point field. I mean, it's a bizarre idea, but you're manipulating it back and forth so that it's the zero-point field, in a sense, is pushing your spaceship toward its destination. Another way of doing this, and another idea that this could do also, is to, again, manipulate the velocity of light and the characteristics of the zero-point field so that you'd create a wormhole, which is this topological tunnel that would, in principle, connect one part of the galaxy to another, like a sort of cosmic subway system. So this is more than just science fiction now. This is something that's on the drawing board with physicists, and they're working on it now. And we are certainly investigating it in the work we're doing on The Field.
That's Lynn McTaggart, author of The Field.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.